USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group representing small businesses say Major League Baseball's decision to move its All-Star game out of Atlanta because of politics displays Commissioner Rob Manfred caved into wokeism and had no clue what was in the Georgia voter integrity law. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
That these reforms were suppressive and repressive, and now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, $100 million catastrophe.
The group, founded by Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus, plans to file a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court Tuesday morning, alleging that Major League Baseball's decision has injured Atlanta's small business community. British intelligence services are now reporting the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in China is feasible. Both the United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to do its job. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.